pastor to our pulpit. This morning he's going to bring the message, The Wonder of Our Salvation. We thank God that our senior pastor has set a very, very good example for us for service unto the Lord. Let's continue to pray that the Lord will grant him many more years of service. I'm sure all of us will be very, very much encouraged by his example. Without further ado, I will invite him to bring us to this morning.
As you can see, Elder Cole is very concerned about falling down. I've fallen 4 times for no rhyme or reason, just walking. Suddenly I'm on the floor. Now, so far so good. Today no fall. He's very old. This song has a story to it. A very good story. We learned this song about 8 years ago, brought to us by a Jewish Christian pastor. Amazing. What is amazing about a Jewish pastor? You know, the Jews do not like Christians. You go to Holy Land. If they know you are Christian, they show an appreciation to you. They don't like Christians. Neither did the Jews like Jesus. What did they do? They crucify him. But this Jew was converted. And we learned this song. Have a look at the song. I'll explain the song to you. He came to us from America, where he settled, and he taught us this song. And for all these years we've been singing, and I thought it's so good, I want to share it with you. This very old. Do you know what is the meaning of this very old? If you are a child of your father and your mother, then you say, I'm their very own, right? Because your blood relatives, I'm born of my father and mother. I'm their very own. In the case of this song, it applies to us. What are we talking about? When you refer to God the Father, you pray to him, please remember, you are his very own. He said, but I was not born a Christian. How come I become his very own? Now, let me explain. You turn to Ephesians chapter 1. This book is a wonderful book of Christian doctrine, explaining in so many simple words and terms that you must understand that you belong to God, not just as a casual believer, but you have a relationship with God the Father. Who is God the Father, by the way? You ask me. Do you know? God the Father is God Almighty, Creator. And he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. That says the relationship right. When you believe in Jesus Christ, you came to him, he is God the Son, and he has come to take our place. This is why we came to the table of remembrance this morning. We all came from various backgrounds, but we all became one family. Do you know that? Please understand. We are here as one family, the Lord Jesus Christ. And how did we come into the family? By adoption. We're going to go into this. What is adoption? You are a child of your own parents, your father and mother. You are not adopted. You are born into the family. Are we born into God's family? But by the working of the Holy Spirit, we are adopted. You say, yeah, that takes me one step below the real son, Jesus Christ. Is that so? This song says no. You are very precious to God. You are His very own. Let me explain. My job before I retired was a gynecologist operation. All my patients are only men. If you are men, I don't touch you. But if you are a woman, you can come with your woman's problem. Now, I had a patient. She came to me when she was 42. I said, what's your problem? I want a child. I'm married for so many years, but we cannot get a baby. So I tried my best after. While I told her, dear madam, I'm sorry. My tools are all exhausted. My methods are all finished. You better adopt a child. Can you follow me? So in those days, in our hospital called the Taking Hospital in Singapore, we had a lot of unwanted babies. Today it is very hard to find because everybody has got only one child or two children. And nobody gives away the child. In those days, yes, 15, 16. Wow, by the time he's 16, this is too many. So I said, by the way, the husband is still serving his home. I said, this is though. It's good you adopt a child. So they came one day. Husband and wife, I took them around the nursery. There were at least a dozen unwanted babies. They look, he said, this girl looks good to me. I will adopt this child. So they took the baby away, went through legal papers. That child became their own. His very own. By what? Adoption. You know that we all are adopted into the family of God. What does it say? You're going to come into this. We are God's very own. I say to anyone here who has not yet received Jesus as Savior, you are not yet a child of God, but you can become a child of God by adoption. I say, I am second class citizen. I'm not born, I wish I were born. This is the difference. Into God's family, you are born again by the work of the Holy Spirit. God adopts you into the family, and you become very precious. I can tell you, this child became very precious to the father and mother, and they really doted on the child, their very own. Now you get the idea. Adopted child is very precious to the parents because they got no other child. That is the relationship we all bear to God the Father. You are precious to Him. Why? Because Jesus, His Son, shed His blood for you, died for you, washed you in His blood so that you became a child of God. This is the meaning of this. Now you have the sheet. You like to sing it once more? You sing it with new understanding. And we are going to the text in a moment. Okay, sir, can we have the first note? Give us the first note and I'll read it. His very own. Give us the first note. Okay, ready? His very own. said the last email, no reply. I said the second email, no reply. Third email, no reply. I said, ah, sure, thank you. But my friend, Brother Mark Hilton, kept on emailing him, emailing him. Eventually, he got a feedback. He said, I'm the pastor succeeding Dr. Sack, who is the one who taught me the song. I'm the succeeding pastor. Dr. Sack is not dead, but retired. I said, very happy. I'm very happy for this man, that he is still alive. Now, that is not so important. I'm happy to be here. So they sing this song. Now, let me go with you through the text of God, so that we understand why we are so precious, that we became His very own. You know, even though you are adopted, I can tell you, that child became very precious to the parents and inherited everything from the parents. Now, verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 1. Who wrote Ephesians? Who? The Apostle Paul. He wrote a number of letters to the churches while he was in prison. Ah, this is very, very precious. What does he say? First, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Blessed who? You. Bless you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You know that we are all very temporary inhabitants of earth. He said, no, I'm PR in Australia. I'm a citizen. I have PR, permanent residency here. I said, you are right. No one is permanent. You know that. No matter how long you live, it is still temporary. Do you know me? Please don't say, I'm permanent. If before you know it, you're gone. You're gone. Now, blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who, when we believe in Him, took us into the family and gave you eternal life. Ah, that is PR. You know the man Moses? Do you know who Moses was? The greatest leader of men ever. In all history, no greater leader than Moses. Whom did he lead? The Jews. Ah, it's not easy to lead. But he led 2 million Jews. Wow! And without modern conveniences, without modern transport, led them for 40 years. Now Moses said, the days of our years on earth are 70. What is 70? 70. 60. He wrote this in Psalm 19. He says, listen, you're reading my Psalm. I'm telling you, nobody is PR. Whether Australia or Singapore, doesn't matter. You have only temporary residence on earth. Before you know it, you're gone. And he says, there's some of you who will live to 10 years more, 80 years, 80 years. And if by reason of strength and health you live, 84 score. I'm quoting you. God is right. He says, if by reason of strength you live 80 score, what have you gained? You know what Moses said? You gain only labor and sorrow. More labor, more sorrow. verse 4 says, God chose me by his own will. This is it. What basis have you got to say so? By basis and proof is Ephesians 1 4. Please understand. I make it very simple for you so that when you go home, somebody asks you, you can give the reason why we are so happy, so grateful to whom? God. For what? He chose us to be his child through Jesus Christ. Now, chosen by the Father, purchased by the Son. Ah, the transaction is not so simple as you think. When we became a Christian, God the Father chose you. And God the Son, Jesus Christ, bought you. Wow, amazing. Did you know that? Do you know that you were a person? Where does it say? Verse 7. Okay. Jesus Christ, we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness, through his blood shed on the cross of Calvary. That is why we keep singing about the cross. Why are we so enamored and treating the cross as something most beloved? Why? Because on the cross, Jesus Christ the Son bought you. How did he bought? How did he buy? Redeem. You know what is the redeem? The meaning of a redeem? Do you know the meaning of redeem? It's buy back. Buy back. We were lost. He bought us back. You have a sailing boat. We went to the lake to sail. And we sailed to find our lost. And we said, never mind. Next day you find the boat in the showcase of a lost and found shop. My boat! Ah, you don't get it free of charge. You go to the shopkeeper, he says, you want the boat, you got to buy it. He says, but it was mine. Ah, all the same, you got to buy it back. You take a sum of money, you get back your boat. Were you happy? Of course. God brought us back by his Son. He went to the cross and paid with his own blood the price for your redemption. This is theology explained very simply. Do you understand? God chose you. Jesus Christ bought you. Now, let us to the third part. Verse 13, the last part of verse 13. Whom also after you believe, ye were sealed with the Spirit of promise. Ah, who was sealed? You. Who sealed you? The Holy Spirit. Now you see, your salvation involves God the Father, God the Son, who bought you back, and thirdly, God the Holy Spirit sealed you. You say, what is sealed? I don't understand. Very simple. We have a special letter. A very special letter you want to post. You say, I want to make sure that it will not be lost. What do you do? Register it. The Holy Spirit is your register. He seals you. You can never be lost. Once saved, you're always saved. Do you know that? Do you know that? If you really are saved, you cannot be lost because you are sealed. Now we make this song very clear. You follow? See, your salvation is not that simple. It's simple for our minds to receive. God the Father chose us. God the Son bought us. God the Holy Spirit sealed us to make sure you will not be lost. It's very simple. Now, together. His very own. His very own. Wonderful grace. By the Spirit, I'm His very own. Once more, His very own, His very own. Wonderful, His made known. Just by the Son, sealed by the Spirit, I'm His very own. Rejoice in the Lord. You cannot be lost because you are a child of God by adoption. Was the child very precious to this couple? Very precious. I saw the newspaper one day. Announcing death of the mother. Wow, poor thing. But she acknowledged, I'm the daughter of so-and-so, the daughter of the deputy prime minister of Singapore, Toh Chin Chan. Now, don't have to repeat it. But this child got adopted, became very precious. You are adopted. You are very precious to God, you know. You know that? Amen. Now, back to 1.5 hours. I'm watching the time because I don't want to miss my flight to Singapore.